Hello, and welcome to Talking the Talks, a podcast where we spend 5 to 10 minutes learning about all the fascinating toxicants of the modern world. Today, Carly is here to talk about selenium. How's it going, Carly?
Great, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good, pretty good. So selenium feels like, I've seen a lot in the media these days, and I don't know a thing about it. Why did you decide to look into selenium?
I guess for the exact same reason. I didn't know anything about it. I had seen post after post from fly fishing outfitters that were concerned about selenium exposure from open pit mining in the Elk Valley. And I thought to myself, as an angler, as an environmental science student, maybe I should be concerned too. So I began my research, and I actually found that the research was quite different than what I had been told from these media channels.
Right, because it seems like the narrative right now is very much selenium equals collapse of freshwater ecosystems. And that's going to be driven by the open pit mining. When you actually dive into more of the ecotox research, what is it actually saying?
So it is saying that selenium is toxic. So that's a good place to start. So it does build up in the system of animals and humans. So it biomagnifies through the food web. Mm-hmm. And that does make it toxic. It is toxic in its specific characteristics. But the disconnect becomes, is this a significant toxicity? Is this enough to extirpate fish populations? Is it enough to collapse freshwater ecosystems? The research is saying that it's not. It is toxic, but I think it has a lot to do with other inputs and outputs in the system, and as well as what we're actually seeing happening as a result of selenium exposure.
So walk me through the life cycle of a selenium molecule from the open pit mine, you know, into that large fish in the Elk River.
Sure. So selenium comes from the bedrock, and as open pit mining exposes the bedrock, it reaches the air, it oxidates, and it becomes a new form of selenium. So these new forms of selenium, which in this case are selenate and selenite, they move into the system in which they are absorbed by benthic organisms. Fish eat the organisms, and it from there bioaccumulates through the system.
Okay.
To humans if they're eating the fish in the river, if they live in the area.
Sure. We're part of that food web too.
Absolutely.
Once it's in the fish, what effects do we see?
So it's interesting. So in male populations, we seem to see that the males aren't really affected by it. And by males, I mean adult males. Females, they seem to sort of have a stress response when selenium reaches their system, and then they excrete it into their eggs. So the real toxicity in selenium is displayed in the offspring of those fish.
Right.
So in the offspring, craniofacial deformities have been noticed, fatalities have been noticed, but the research is starting to lead me to believe that that is not directly influenced by selenium. Selenium might play a factor in that, but I believe there are external factors that are really influencing what selenium does in the ecosystem.
Toxicology is almost never one thing equals one response. It's a very muddied, complicated system. And I think just giving all of that credit of these deformities to selenium, is that what your research kind of review showed?
Yeah, exactly. And we just don't know enough about the inputs and the other inputs that are affecting these deformities. And some of these deformities are actually genetic. So it's interesting how we're drawing these conclusions to selenium when really, I believe the external factors are really what is pushing the toxicity.
Okay, so if your listener had to take one thing away from, you know, their 5 or 10 minutes here, what would you hope that would be?
I guess I would hope that we stop scapegoating selenium, because it is a concern. It is toxic, but it really has a lot to do with the external factors and the actual significance of selenium in the Elk Valley. Is it enough to threaten species? Is it enough to threaten biodiversity? We don't know, but there is clearly a concern and something changing in the ecosystem that needs to be researched.
Well said, I think. Thank you, Carly, for coming in to the pod here and telling us all about selenium. Be sure to tune in again for some fascinating toxicants of the modern world. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just have to spend like a lot more editing on your, like, it was like really stitched together.
It'll
sound like a Surrey kind of Siri, sorry, comment. Oh. I think that's selenium, and I'll just piece
yeah.
it together.
And also, yeah, come out of the left field. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Anyways.
All right, cool.